This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A bus crash in western Bulgaria early Tuesday has killed at least 45 people. That's according to authorities. The bus, which was registered in northern Macedonia, crashed around 2 a.m. There were children among the victims, according to authorities. 7 people were taken to hospitals for treatment. The cause of the crash was not immediately clear. Officials said an investigation into that crash will be launched. Police say the suspect in a deadly Christmas parade crash in a suburban Milwaukee area was in a domestic disturbance just minutes before he killed 5 people and injured 48 others. The Waukesha police chief, Dan Thompson, said Monday that there is no evidence the man knew anyone in that parade. He says police were preparing 5 charges against the 39-year-old Daryl Brooks of Milwaukee. 3 of the 5 people killed were members of the Dancing Grannies, and a 4th was a man who volunteered for the group. An employee of Citizens Bank was also injured, or also killed. Ethiopia's Nobel Peace Prize-winning prime minister says that he will lead his country's army from the battlefront beginning Tuesday. It's a dramatic new step in a devastating year-long war. He said that this is a time when leading a country with martyrdom is needed. That's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said in a statement posted on social media. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former South Korean military strongman Chun Dun Kwan took power in 1979 coups when brutally crushed pro-democracy protests before going to prison for misdeeds in office, has died at the age of 90. Emergency officials said that he died at his home. Police earlier said that he suffered a cardiac arrest and emergency officials rushed to his residence. He was under public pressure. He allowed the first direct and free election in the nation's history. But hundreds of pro-democracy protesters were killed. Tens of thousands were imprisoned during his presidency in the 1980s. Facing massive criticism after he left office in 1988, he took refuge for 2 years in a Buddhist temple before being arrested. He was tried for corruption, mutiny, and treason, and was sentenced to death upon conviction. He was pardoned in 1997 in a bid for national reconciliation. He was an army major general when he seized power in December of 1979 with his military cronies. Tanks and troops rolled into Seoul in a coup that came less than 2 months after his mentor, President Park Chung-hee, was assassinated by the intelligence chief during a late-night drinking party. An American man has filed a lawsuit alleging that the U.S. government has held him for more than a month in immigration detention, even though he was a U.S. citizen. Brian Buechel filed a lawsuit in federal court Monday alleging that he was unfairly kept in an immigration detention facility when he should have been freed after serving a prison sentence in California. A 61-year-old from California was transferred to the facility in June of last year after serving a sentence for assault and possession of a firearm. Immigration authorities declined to comment on his case. Attorneys made a final push Monday to persuade the jury in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery, with the prosecution saying that 3 white men chased him solely because he was a black man running down the street. And defense attorneys repeatedly blamed Arbery for his own death. In closing arguments, a defense attorney for the man who fired the fatal gunshot said the 25-year-old Arbery was killed as he violently resisted a legal effort to detain him to answer questions about burglaries in a neighborhood just outside the port city of Brunswick, Georgia.